You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito. Happy Monday to you. Thanks for joining us here today, friends, on this Monday. Hope you had a blessed weekend. We are going to hear here coming up here on WGOD. By the way, we're tuning into God's frequency today. WGOD, God is always broadcasting. He's always speaking. All we need to do is tune into his frequency. That's what we're going to do. His frequency is the word of God. The Lord Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. We're going to tune in here today, hear a word from him. This sermon comes on, it's right along with this series we've been in here, the last night, the long night, with the Lord's four chapter long last sermon that he spoke at the Last Supper. Now, here today is something I preached a year ago, but it's from another conversation that happened at the Last Supper. This sermon is entitled, Is It I? This will play today, wrap up tomorrow on Tuesday, then Wednesday and Thursday you'll hear the sermon I just preached on Sunday, and that is in the Gospel of John chapter 14. So that's where we're at here today. For more on this ministry, islandcommunitychurch.net is our website. Our YouTube channel is Island Community Church. Some 8 or 9 or 10 months worth of sermons are uploaded on there. I encourage you to find that page, like and subscribe to the page there, Island Community Church. We are live on Facebook, Island Community Church. That kicks off live right at 10:30 and right at 6 p.m. on Wednesday nights. We're in the book of Romans, verse by verse, Wednesday night. Normally here on Sundays, we're in the book of Revelation. We're just taking a short hiatus. We'll be back there here after Resurrection Sunday coming up. So that's some of the things going on here in this ministry. I invite you to one of our services. We would love to see you. I welcome you as our church family warmly welcomes you and certainly will greet you when you walk through the doors here. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. If you've been listening for a while here, you know what to expect if you come by and visit. We would love to see you. The music we do is mostly hymns, but they're done sort of in a country western style, a few modern things, but no electric guitars here and no wah-wah pedals or Marshall amps. We invite you to one of our services. We would love to see you. Okay, this sermon is entitled, Is It I? The Lord Jesus, he said, truly one of you is going to betray me. And it's shocking when you think about it. Even Judas himself asked the question, Is it I? All of them except Peter asked the question. Isn't that funny? The one that didn't ask, the one that said, you know what, I don't care if all these people betray you, not me. The one person who said that was the one who did. That's where we're at here today. Here's part one of this message now. Is it I? Is it I? I feel the Lord saying to me to get this word out, so I am. That's one of the things this church pays for, and that is a pastor who hears from God. Now, we're in Matthew chapter 26 this morning. We've done a lot of study lately on both Peter and Paul making the comment that we put no confidence in the flesh. So if you guys want to mark your Bibles, you're going to follow along.
You can put a marker in John chapter 12. We're going to be in John chapter 12 and 13 and Matthew chapter 26. Now, here in chapter 26, the tides are going to turn for the devil. Because his weaselly little back is backed up now against the wall. Satan can't take it anymore. And he's going to do something that he thinks is in his best interests. And that is to start the ball rolling with destroying the man, Jesus. And like a lion eyeing out a lame caribou on the Serengeti, the devil knows his victim too. Because Satan, as a roaring lion, hey Scott, as a roaring lion, has been studying his victim. Satan knows which of the caribou, or let's say which of the sheep, is the weakest. I absolutely guarantee you that the weakest is not the oldest, and it's not the youngest. It's not the handicapped, but the weakest caribou is the most worldly in the church. The most worldly is the weakest. The weakest is the one that fails the John 12:25 test. What's that, you ask, I'm sure. Whoever loves his life will lose it. And whoever hates his life will keep it until life eternal. Now the strongest says, bring it on. God is for me. You see, when you catch the realization that God is on your side and that God is for you, you ought to say, bring it on. I can do all things through Jesus Christ. The weak caribou says, I never signed up for this. So which one are you, by the way? Which one are you this morning? The strongest knows the word of God and says, what can man do to me? The weak caribou says, I am just holding on, waiting for the rapture. And that, by the way, friend, could be an awful, awful, awful long wait. Because my Bible says the dead in Christ rise on the last day. And if you're waiting for that, you got a long wait. Which are you? The strongest remembers his ancient church history and declares, like the saint named Polycarp, 86 years old, that tried to force him, raise up your right hand and you swear that Caesar is Lord. And his answer was, 86 years have I served him and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. Are you able to say that? Bring forth what thou wilt. How's your attitude today, church? Are you one of the weak caribou? Or are you one of the strong who realize that God is for you and has got your back? How's your attitude this morning? Listen to the Apostle Peter. Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. Actually, Jesus says this. Matthew 26, 31. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. So Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. In Greek, that's two negative words back to back because there's no exclamation points in Greek. So he said, I will not be made to stumble. In other words, he's saying, Read my lips, Son of God. I will never be caused to stumble. Meaning, ain't no one gonna trip me up. No one's gonna trip me up. Verse 34, Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you. That's actually the Greek word amen, or the Hebrew word amen. And he says it twice, in case you missed it the first time. He said, assuredly, assuredly, or verily, verily, or amen, amen, I say it to you, that this night, that is not tomorrow, not some other day when you're weak, but right here and now when you're strong, this night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you, or by no means will I deny you. And so said all the disciples. So you gotta love his attitude, right? Peter meant what he said. Make no mistake about it, he meant what he said. But it was misguided, because his trust was in himself, not in God. Now, David wrote in the Psalm 56, verse 9, he says, when I cry out to you, when I cry out to you, this is a classic case of when and then. When I do this, God's going to do this, all right? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know, because God is for me. That's a great verse. He's not trusting in himself. He's trusting in God who raises the dead. In verse 11 there, Psalm 56, 11, he says, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? So having an attitude like that of trusting in God like David did will get you through the greatest trials in your life. Keep that in mind as we move forward here in chapter 26. Knowing that Judas Iscariot is the weak caribou. He's the one who fails Satan's own litmus test. He even tells you what it is. It goes like this. Out of his own mouth, the devil says, quote, he says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life, unquote. Job 2:4. All right, now Matthew chapter 26, verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished all these sayings, that he said to his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the Passover, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, not during the feast, lest there be an uproar amongst the people. All right, now to accurately portray what happened next, let me take the story from the Gospel of John next, chapter 12. Verse 1. John chapter 12, verse 1. It says, then, 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those that sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil, spikenard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Must have smelled like our carpet does this morning. You all smell our carpet? We got to clean this. Don't you notice how nice it smells in here this week? But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, all right, now we're getting down to it here, down to the brass tacks. Verse 5, why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Sounds like a politician to me. This, he said, Not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. All right, now we know for sure he was a politician. This he said, not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and just wants all your money. And he had the money box. This is John 12:6. He said this not because he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. So this is why I took you here, because Matthew doesn't give you these little details like John does. Where, like I said, this is a director's cut. We're adding these layers onto this story, taking some from different gospels. So again, this he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and he had the money box. And he used to take what was put into it. But Jesus said, now he probably said this loudly, and there probably should be an exclamation point there. Jesus said, leave her alone. Leave her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always. All right. Now Judas is humiliated. Okay? Let's read, flip over one chapter to John chapter 13. Verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. All right, you see, he listened to the wrong voices when he was humiliated. Look, when people do those things to you or offend you like this, they're attacking the pride in you. That's why we get so offended at this. They attack the pride in you. And Satan pushes that button often. Now, come to think of it, I wonder, here, Darren, I wonder if the Lord Jesus did this deliberate to him. Something we would ponder in my office during the week. I think he did this deliberate to get this ball started, to get this ball rolling here. He said this deliberate because he knew he was a worldly caribou. And he knew that pride was going to be his downfall. I think he did this deliberately to cause this. Look at what he says. He says, leave her alone, is what he said. Look at the chain reaction that just started by him being humiliated like this. You see, pride reared up its ugly head. And now you see you're operating in the flesh because you're full of pride. And then here comes the whisperer. See, when you're walking in the flesh like this, this is when you start hearing these voices. Because you're operating in the flesh because you've been, remember that's our buzz, offended. Once your pride is offended like this, this is what happened here to Judas. You're operating in the flesh. And this sin, pride, opens up the door for this to happen to you, to happen to us. Now, back to our main text here in Matthew. They'll keep a finger on John 13. We're going to go back there. Matthew 26, verse 17. I dream this sound at night. I hear pages flipping during the night. Matthew 26, 17. Now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to a certain man and say to him, the teacher says, my time is at hand. This is verse 18. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when evening had come, he sat down with the 12. All right, here we are. It's the Last Supper. It's about to do what we're about to do here in just about 10 minutes. Have Holy Communion. This was the very first communion here. But I wanted you to see what's transpired behind the scenes. Judas let, he was humiliated and he let his pride open up the door for Satan to come in and whisper lies in his ear. And it's the same thing as what he does with you and me. Verse 20, again, when evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now, as they were eating, he said, assuredly, or amen, I say to you that one of you will betray me. All right, now, Matthew, the gospel writer, is content on writing like Joe Friday from Dragnet, who says, just the facts, man. But John gives us Jesus' heart. Keep your place there, but let me read just one verse to you. John 13, 21. Now, when Jesus had said this, it says, he was troubled in spirit. And he testified and said, verily, verily, or amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me, exclamation point, meaning Jesus is very upset about this. He was troubled in spirit. Now, verse 22, again, out of Matthew, back to Matthew, chapter 26, verse 22, it says, and they were exceedingly sorrowful. But each of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? Would you say that, Darren? Am I the one that's going to do it to you, Pastor? Will it be me? Will I be the one that calls the ACLU on you? Would you do that? How about you, Tim? Would you ask me the same? If I asked the same question, I said, one of you was going to betray me, leading to death, would you say it? Would you say, is it I? Or Bill? Or Bill? Where are my deacons at? How about you, Dwayne? Steve? How about my own wife? One of you is going to betray me. Is it I, Pastor? Am I going to betray you? If I said to any of you, you are going to betray me, lead into my death, what would you answer? Would you be able to say to me, is it I? But when Peter says, nope, it ain't me. I'd never do that. You see, Peter is the only one that says no. When Peter says, no, it won't be me, all of us at the church for the past 2,000 years chuckle about it, and we call him hasty with his words. And a little bit too bold. So you would never do that as you declare, but yet Peter's denial was hasty. Question, what about yours? What about your denial? Isn't that a tad hasty as well? Look, the only guy who didn't deny it is the guy who did it. So I say to you, church, one of you is going to deny me. One of you is going to, let's say, a couple years from now, when preaching the word is going to get pastors killed. And one of you is going to go to the ACLU and you're going to rat me out. And I'm just going to tell you in advance, one of you is going to, would you say that to me? How about you, Gene? We work side by side every day. Gene, someone in this church is going to betray me. Would you say to me, am I going to do it, Pastor? Am I going to do it? Matter of fact, Jesus' proclamation was so unexpected, they had to look around at one another to find out what incarnation he was talking about. Verse 23, he answered and said, it is he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes just as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had never been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? You've got to be joking, right? You've got to be joking me. Was he serious? Or was he just plain ignorant? Even Judas asked, is it I? And you won't? That's like one of you, that's like saying, one of you is going to shoot President John F. Kennedy. And then Lee Harvey Oswald turns around and says, is it I? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be joking. Am I going to shoot him? Am I going to shoot the president? We say that's outrageous and we scoff at that. We say, oh, he could never do that. And yet, don't you do the very same thing when you ask that question? If you refuse to ask that question, if you refuse to think that you're capable of doing this, like all the other 11, the one guy who said, I'm not capable of it, is the one guy who did it. The one guy who said he was not capable of betraying the Son of God, the man in the glory, the one guy who said he'd never do it, is the one guy who did it. Now, Jesus said to him, you've said it. All right, now let's go back to the Gospel of John to chapter 13. This time, I'm going to read it from the New American Standard, which gets it right. It's on the handout if you want to follow along there. John chapter 13, starting in verse 21. John 13:21. Now when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified and said, truly, truly, I say to you that one of you is going to betray me. So the disciples began looking at one another at a loss to know who he was talking about. Now there was, reclining on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Now Simon Peter gestured to him, you know, the old elbow in the ribs, and said, tell us who it is he's talking about. So he, that's John, leaning back on Jesus' bosom, said to him, Lord, who is it? Then he said, it is the one for whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him. Sounds like Carrabba's, doesn't it? Don't you love just dipping that morsel there in that sauce? I think we need to go there today.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.